The New Orleans Saints begin preparations for the Redskins while they also try and keep a level head during all this recent success. Stay with us. The New Orleans Saints afternoon wrap starts right now. The New Orleans Saints began preparations for the Washington Redskins in practice here on this Wednesday at the Oshner Sports Performance Center. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Welcome into the New Orleans Saints afternoon wrap. John, it's seven straight now for these New Orleans Saints. They're one win shy of tying the win streak that they saw in 2011. And while a lot of folks around here are not used to dealing with a win streak like this, there are a handful that have experienced such success, namely head coach Sean Payton and quarterback Drew Brees.
Yeah, they've been around for the most successful times during franchise history, so those guys have a better reference point than anyone else in the locker room. One other guy, Zach Street, but he's injured right now, so Zach making himself scarce, as you know, usually is the case for the injured players. But you know, Coach Payton, Drew Brees are the guys who have been around here, and they know exactly what it feels like and how the process goes.
Yeah, that process also has a cautionary tale, and John, it seemed like during the media conference call this morning for head coach Sean Payton, it was a theme that he wanted to hammer home outside of the house as just as much as inside of the house.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you don't want it to get a little too exciting around here. Now, of course, there's got to be some excitement. 7-2 after an 0-2 start. So obviously, there's reason to be enthused, and yet you don't want to get too far ahead of yourselves.
Yeah, Drew Brees also commenting after practice today about how this thing has to be taken in at this point.
Again, I don't think we played our best football. I know that the challenges only become greater as we go along here. You know, the ultimate goal in this season was not to be 7-2. You know, the ultimate goal is to continue to win, put ourselves in a position to win the division and go to the playoffs and see what happens. I like the track that we're on. I think we're an ascending team. I think we continue to get better every week. We found a bunch of different ways to win. Got a lot of guys that are playing well and gaining a lot of confidence along the way. So we want to keep that going.
Of course, J.D., I mentioned that a lot of guys have not had this kind of a successful run in the NFL, and one of those young players would be Sheldon Rankins, yet he comes from a program, John, in college that did have some of that success.
Yeah, but we know that college and pro success are two different things. However, Sheldon has had a taste of it at Louisville, and now he's getting a taste of it with the Saints. Didn't get a whole lot of it last year. He missed the first eight games, with the broken leg. He came back for the second half of the season, but the team finished 7-9, so while there was some enthusiasm when he came back, the final record obviously was not what he wanted to see.
Yeah, Rankins, we had a little fun with him in the locker room after practice today. This, of course, coming after not only his first sack of the season, but, John, the interception that almost found the end zone.
Yeah, he got a tip and he took it back, and then, you know, he said he had some flashbacks, and, you know, we'll let Sheldon tell you about it.
Yeah, Rankins talked about that and the fact that while 7-2 is nice, it's a long way from being finished.
Didn't get a chance to talk to you after the game, but did you get a flashback, you know, some fullback moves there or what?
Yeah, man. When the ball hit my hands, it just kind of, you know, natural ability took over and natural instincts. And I smelled the pylon and I was trying to get there. Came up 3 yards short, but I'll take it. My guy Mark got his first career 3-touchdown game, so hey, I'm happy.
You taking running back drills this week?
They haven't said anything about it yet, but I will not decline if they ask me to do so. I'll say that. I think it does help because, you know, those are the same guys who, you know, listen to everyone say Saints defense is terrible, it's the worst we've ever seen. Those are the same guys who are a part of that defense. So, you know, I think it does help because, you know, like I said, they've been at the lowest point. They've seen it all, done it all, and now to be able to experience the success, you know, they're happy about it, but at the same time, they're like, hold on, wait a minute, you know, we're not quite there yet. So I think it, you know, kind of reins, you know, us young guys in, you know, sometimes and allows us to keep moving forward day by day and try to get better.
We'll get to who was here and who was not on day one of this practice week in just a moment. But first, a new player in the fold, running back Jonathan Williams, is now in after the injury to Daniel Lasco.
Yeah, he's a guy who plugs in on special teams. That was Lasco's specialty, as obviously also as a fourth running back. So the Saints have the next running back, and they have a guy who can plug in on special teams. He comes from the Denver Broncos practice squad. He A couple of years ago, he got drafted fifth round by the Buffalo Bills, so he's accustomed to running the ball some. He played at Arkansas, and during his time at Arkansas, he played some for Saints running back coach Joel Thomas.
Yeah, that's part of the decision that he had to make in order to join this football team, because after he was, I guess, released by Denver, there was several suitors for his services, including division rival Atlanta.
It was a weird process when I got the call, just because Atlanta had called before and thought I was going there, and then the Saints called, and just weighing the options. I like the organization here, the atmosphere here. Coach Thomas was a guy that coached me at Arkansas, so I was familiar with him too, so it was a great fit.
Well, Joel had to jump in on the process. How much was he able to persuade you?
He was big in the process. Like I said, he was my running back coach in college, so I was familiar with him and his family and the way he coaches, so it made the decision easy.
Okay, who's in, who's out? It's early in the week, but preliminary, John, here on day one of the practice week, what do we see as far as who's available and who's not?
Well, we know linebacker A.J. Klein was not on the field. He injured his ankle in the last game against Buffalo, so we'll monitor his situation this week. Teron Armstead, left tackle, not being at practice. That's more of a maintenance issue, I believe. We might not see Teron practice on a Wednesday, maybe the rest of the season, because they're going through the maintenance program with him, making sure he's ready for Sunday. And so certainly him not being on the field is noticeable, and yet we probably should expect him to play. Kenny Vaccaro, safety, back with the team during the portion of practice that we were able to see. So that's a good sign. We know he injured his groin against Tampa Bay, and now he's back on the field.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are in the broadcast booth. That means, obviously, Fox is placing the Saints-Redskins game high on their list this weekend. And, John, we also learned this week two other Saints games have been flexed into a more favorable television position.
Well, that gets more eyeballs on the Saints, and they've earned it. I mean, they're one of the hottest teams in the league. In fact, the hottest team outside of the Philadelphia Eagles. Both have won seven in a row. And so now this gives the Saints an opportunity to bask under more national exposure.
Yeah, no doubt. The Rams and the Vikings will go head-to-head this weekend, and then the following weekend, the weekend right after Thanksgiving. It's now Saints and Rams in the prime late afternoon time slot, now on CBS as opposed to Fox. We'll keep you all posted on that as we get closer to that football game at NewOrleansSaints.com. In the meantime, back to the practice field tomorrow. We'll have a full New Orleans Saints afternoon wrap for you after the Thursday workouts. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.